Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Warplords Podcast. My name is Mike Danger Votor. I'm going to be your host and Dungeon Master this evening. Tonight, we are picking up on Warplords Tries, the series where we try games that aren't Warplords. This season, we are trying out Mork Borg. I am joined by a whole bunch of flesh boys. They are hunks of flesh, and they're also boys, and they're here with me. I've got Devin, I've got Jared, and I've got our special patron joining us for this campaign, PJ.
Our special boy.
Our special boy. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves, remind us who you're playing, and theme for tonight. Which one of Friar Puck's monkeys is your favorite? I am a big fan of Sweetie.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
What's up? It's your most specialist boy, Devin, and I'm playing Moss Man, the moss guy who's covered in moss and is very moss-themed. He used to be a professional moss ball player. Now he's a traveler with a dependency on elixirs. And my favorite of Puck's monkeys is Minty.
Great choice.
Yeah, it's a great attitude.
And I'm Jared, and I'm playing Friar Puck. Friar Puck! Sorry, I should do the voice. He's a friar. He's a friar, his name's Puck. Honestly, he's got four monkeys, and he loves them all equally. Like, who can say that they have a favorite child, you know?
Every single parent, yeah.
I'll wait for PJ to say which one is his, because honestly, if you guys can remember that many of the four monkeys' names, that I'm very impressed. And I'll say my favorite after.
Okay, great. My name's PJ. I'm playing Lars Johansson. My favorite monkey is definitely Bubbles, because it's different than everybody else's.
All right, Jared.
Well, that means that my favorite is Minty, which is a very strange name for a monkey. I'm not
so
gonna
you're copying me.
Oh, you said Minty?
Yeah.
Oh, Smiley. Sorry, my bad. Smiley. Smiley is my favorite now. I will begin to favor Smiley.
Your favorite is now the troublemaker of the group?
I mean, they're all the troublemaker.
I mean, they are all monkeys with, you know, power donuts.
They like to monkey around.
In little sweaters, and they now have, you know, little knit beanies to go with it.
They're very cute.
They are fucking adorable.
One of these days, we should just RP as the four monkeys and just create this, like, create a backstory for, like,
side
where
quest.
These four monkeys came from.
It'll be like that one episode of Pokemon where it takes place on the island where all of the Pokemon can talk to each other.
Yeah.
You guys are the four monkeys.
The four monkeys can talk with each other, but no one else.
Uh-huh. that is objectively a very fun idea.
We should do that. Are there any monkey-themed holidays? I don't think so.
No, I'm just gonna say no.
Just find like the release date of Dunstan Checks In, or I believe that was the
Rise
only
of
monkey
the Planet of the Rise of the Apes release date or whatever.
Yeah, just find it. Be like, in honor of this random date.
It's the only monkey themed thing we have.
What about like Jane Goodall Day or something?
That could be good.
I mean, that might not be a bad idea. Yeah. We'll figure it out. That's neither here nor there. What's also neither here nor there is last week. Last week on the podcast, the boys tried to liberate a wine cellar of its contents in a fire, stopped shitting themselves, and traveled west into the cold lands of the Valley of the Unfortunate Undead. The party finds themselves resting in a tower, taking different watches. You wake up refreshed, recovered, recuperated after eating some phantom rat stew. I guess technically, Friar Puck, you would be up because you are the first watch because you wake up the earliest.
Yeah.
what do you do this morning? Anything before you get the boys up?
I'm so glad that you asked, because Friar Puck has a very long morning routine. He gets up really, really early.
I'm regretting it already, I'm sure.
And he stretches every toe individually before putting on his two very, very high socks. He looks out at the horizon.
They meet his long, low-hanging balls.
They sway to and fro as they dangle from his droopy.
As they keep tapping his fucking ankles.
Yeah, I tuck in each of my four beautiful monkeys, and then I look over at this fucking kid that missed all of his whip attacks.
What are you doing with the kid?
And I look at him and feel disappointment. I do other stuff, other stuff that old folks do, and then I just do the watch.
Can you go ahead and make me a presence check?
Sure. I would say that after I do this roll, I would probably also prepare some level of like food for them.
Sure. Totally fine.
That was a nat one.
Oof.
Strong start. That's going to be a four.
Yeah. Nothing seems out of the ordinary.
I think it's because I'm fixated on making them food. I think that's what's going on. There's some leftover like phantom rat that I stashed away. Yeah. And I'm making rat on. Wait, hold on. Let me think of a pun here. No, rat omelets. That's all I got. I got some like fucking shitty ass eggs in my rations.
Rat atouille.
Rat. Thank you. It was right there. I pull out the oven and I start chopping up all. Now I make them rat omelets, and I'm very distracted and miss whatever is going on.
So you guys are woken up to omelets with a side of shingled phantom rat filet.
Yeah, I think when it's done and when it's morning, I like waft them in their face.
A lot better than you would expect it to.
Can I make a cooking check? Is there a cooking check?
That's going to be a toughness for me.
Okay, that makes sense, because nothing is tougher than cooking.
Uh-huh. It's the hardest thing to get right.
That's going
to
be a 14.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I first wake up my four monkeys, Bubbles, Minty, Smiley, and Sweetie, and I'm just like, I softly caress their cheeks.
You softly caress their cheeks.
Yeah.
Slowly feed them some of your scrambled
eggs. I boop them in
the
nose, give them a little scrambies.
Yeah. Of course.
Start singing to them softly. These four monkeys of mine, beautiful sunshine time, wake up, you fox. Veru will shine upon you. Let's drain the proverbial basilisk. And then I wake everyone up by hitting them in the head. Wake up, you fucks! We have work to do!
Everyone is bonked, fed, everyone drains their proverbial basilisk.
Yeah, this is a proverb you haven't heard of.
Can you guys all make me another agility check for, or agility chess test? For this day's travel.
Five.
Oof.
19.
All right.
14.
All right.
The rat omelet is not sitting well.
The road is very worn, but with the guidance of both Mossman and Lars, as they're able to navigate the path expertly, you're able to still make good time. Can the two of you, both Mossman and Lars, make me presence rolls while you're at it? Since you guys are kind of in the back of the wagon.
20.
Ooh.
19 for me.
Nice. You guys definitely notice that as you're heading out, it definitely looks as though some of the surrounding area has been recently traveled. You notice crushed branches, various covered footsteps, and various things. You think there might be people on the road with you at this point, but you cannot see them.
Is it like snowy terrain and stuff like that?
It is now snowy, yes.
So there's like footprints and shit?
Yeah, again, it looks as though they tried to cover them or tried to move where they wouldn't leave noticeable footsteps. But, you know, disturbed snow is still kind of hard to cover.
How big are these people? Are they like normal people size, or are we dealing like Fletcher sized people?
They're definitely more normal sized, average sized people. And it definitely looks like there might be a couple of canine footprints as well.
Question.
Yeah.
Powers can be, like, they come back each day, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it says here, presence plus D4 times per day. I have this one to spot traps.
Sure.
Now, I believe. So I was going to say, I'd like to use that if they convey, when they convey that information.
Yeah, so the way that that works is, whatever your presence bonus is, and then roll me a D4 again, because it's a new day.
I rolled a 1 on the D4, so it's my presence plus that, so I can do it 4 times?
If your presence is a plus 3, then yeah.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Well, I don't even know if this matters in this situation, but if they tell me that there's, like, tracks and shit, I'm gonna try to sense traps.
Yeah, you absolutely activate it, and go ahead and roll me 2d10, just to see how long you activate it.
Okay. My first one's an 8. Second one's a 10. 18 minutes.
Nice. So, you don't get anything initially, but you guys continue along the path, continue on your way, along the road through the barren woods, so to speak. The path gets windy. It goes around some, you know, small hills and small, like, overhangs where you feel like it would be a good spot for someone to jump you, but you don't get anything from the trap sense or anything like that. Nothing weird happens. But eventually, about 15 minutes into your journey, you do get a hit. It does appear as though, you are alerted to the presence of a, pit trap ahead of you. In the road. That takes up the entire road.
Oh, stop!
Some real Team Rocket ass shit.
I put up my finger like a shushing motion, and I say,
ahead, I sense a pit trap. Surely there must be an ambush around here. We should take cover.
Are your rocks telling you things again?
Shut the fuck up, child. My... You just, I can't even. Veru's scaly welcome. And crusty eyes show me more than you could possibly understand. Now, out of the sight of the shit above there.
I try to guide them to the side, and I like try to point out the pit trap.
Friar Puck does his best to point the pit trap out to you. You guys are able to avoid it. However, the cart is going to have a hell of a time getting around this. I'm going to have you make me an agility and a toughness roll to navigate the cart through here, Puck.
Okay. While we do this, would it make sense to, like, separate Hermione from the cart so that she can...
I will leave that up to you.
Okay. Well, I'll do that because I don't want Hermione to die. And I'll try to move it. He's, like, not very agile, but he's not super weak. You said agility roll?
Agility and toughness.
10 agility.
Okay.
16 toughness.
Okay. You manage to start navigating it pretty well. You separate Hermione and you, like, lead her around the trap. Can the other two of you roll me, presence while Puck is moving the cart around and around the trap and you guys are on the other side of it?
It's like you see Smiley in the wheel well fucking around.
19.
Ooh.
Well, you said, oh, wait, presence?
Yep.
21.
I rolled a 1.
Oof.
So 3.
Okay. So as you are, like, supervising Puck moving around the trap that he pointed out to you, you notice that from the rocks above, and you see a couple of bandits are trying to jump onto Friar Puck's cart while he's walking it around the path. And as Mossman, as you notice this, and Lars, as you don't, Lars, you get stabbed by another one of those bandits since you rolled a nat 1. So you, my friend, take 2 wounds as you are stabbed by a bandit, and we are now in combat.
I'd like to think that I was sitting in the back of the cart, fucking around with Bubbles.
They would definitely not be in the cart, because Friar Puck would have gotten
You were specifically all walking this entire time.
I had the forethought to tell the people to get off the cart, but not to check the obvious ambush location, where I was like, there's probably bandits here. Let's get off and walk.
Yeah, I would huck a rock at the ones up top that are about to jump down.
Sure, you go ahead and huck a rock. Friar Puck, please make me an agility check to defend.
Should I be at some sort of disadvantage for this because I'm trying to pull the cart?
You're gonna have a negative D4 to the roll.
You know, that's actually, I rolled very high. I'm looking at it like I don't deserve this. Give me some kind of disadvantage. I rolled a 17 on the die. I got a -1 and then a D4, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. 1. So,
okay. So
that's 15. -2, 15. I feel like I've got that kind of like monkey mother strength, you know? Like I'm just lifting the car.
You're protecting your babies.
I'm protecting my 4 little monkey, those little rapscallions that are up to no good. I'm on a quest from God and I need to pull this cart.
I rolled an 18, by the way.
18? Okay.
Yeah,
so first off, one of the attacks doesn't go through because they are hit in the head and knocked out of midair, Wilhelm screaming as they're murdered by Mossman and his expert aim. Lars, you are stabbed for 5 damage. Obviously, you still get your armor, whatever that is.
Is this the second stabbing?
No, it was the first one.
Oh, okay.
Implying a second stabbing. No, it was the first
implied
one.
Implied second.
They're like, you know what? There's just something about that child over there. We need to stab him first.
Well, with that, there's a guy trying to attack you from your seating area, Puck, and there's a person up in your grill now, Lars and Mossman. I'm going to roll a d6 to see who goes first. And it is the enemies. So, Mossman and Puck, I need you each to roll me agility. The guy pulls the knife out and tries to stab you, and the dude is still trying to stab you, Puck, as you, you know, now have to drop the cart and stop moving it.
I was actually going to ask, like, is the cart in any danger of, like, falling into this pit? Like, do I need to hold it? Or
no, you have it off of the road at this point.
Okay.
But if you have it prolonged in this position, there's a chance it may fall on its side. So, like, you can't fuck around for a long time.
Got it. So we're talking like it's at an angle. Got it. Yep. So I don't take the negative to agility anymore. So that's just going to be an 11.
Okay.
I'm going to keep the D4 out because I assume that 11, there's some damage.
So that means... You take 3 wounds, and then minus whatever your armor is.
-1, so I take 2.
Cool. He stabs you in the shoulder.
Oh, fuck!
And, I'm sorry, what did you say you got, Devin?
For what?
The agility roll.
1.
You got a nat 1?
Yeah.
Oof. Okay. So, they gain a... So, you take... -2 damage, and your armor is reduced by 1 tier.
Forever?
So you take, forever.
Oof.
So, like I said, move your armor down 1 tier, and then you take 6 wounds. Okay. As you are sliced in the stomach from behind, and it slashes your cape a bit. Fucks up your swag.
Brutal. We're gonna have to get this guy better armor again. We gotta go. And with back
that,
to
it is with that, it is your turn in the initiative, gentlemen.
Where am I in terms of like near Mossman?
This guy's kind of now in between the two of you
and his stabbing compatriot.
He is quite in stabbing range. Yeah,
I would like to do the whole stabbing range thing.
Yeah, go for it.
Ooh, that would be a 23.
Yeah, and that's not a crit, is it?
No, so no, it's close. Just it's 19.
19? Okay.
19 plus 4.
That's what I thought. That's super a hit. Go ahead and roll it. What are you attacking with, just out of curiosity? The knife?
Small dagger. It was unfortunately a one in terms of damage.
Okay. You stab him nonetheless. It doesn't look very effective, but you certainly did it. What about the rest of you? Who wants to go next? Got him.
I'll stab away. My silver dagger.
Lars, protect my monkey minions. Stop fucking around with those other children and stab them.
I rolled a 21.
That's going to be a hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
My damage is 3 plus 1, which is 4.
Nice. Yeah, so you stab this guy in the throat and he begins to bleed out.
You stab me, I stab you.
Yeah, so Friar Puck wants to do a little, also a bit of an eye for an eye. I think he took 2 hit points of damage. I'll say he got like a little cut under, like on his face somewhere, and he's going to try to stab the other guy back in the face.
Sure.
It's like Nicolas Cage and John Travolta. I've never seen that movie. It's a 14 on the die, so plus 1, 15, plus 3, 18.
An 18 is going to hit. Go ahead and roll me damage.
You cannot hide from the god. You cannot hide from the god of death.
That's going to be 3 hit points.
Yeah, so you stab straight through his eye, through the back of his head, and pull out his eye and a bit more, and he falls off of your cart.
Anyone in the mood for martinis?
I've got, like, the olive on the fucking... Right? Because you said I pulled out his eyeball?
Uh-huh.
Nobody? Okay.
And then can you, can you roll me presents to see if, comically, unfortunately timed, to see if your cart starts falling over?
God damn it.
As you turn around to make a joke.
2 on the die. That's
2 on the die.
5.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, so the cart starts falling over. Make me an agility roll to catch it and balance it out again.
16 on the die. It's gonna be 15 with the negative.
Sure. Yeah, with the 15, that's still good enough. You manage to catch it and barely manage to, like, right its course before it falls over.
There's still another one alive, isn't it?
No, one died.
Oh, no shit.
There were 3 total.
Oh, I'm being punished by Veru for my joking. I know that it is against the Lord's ways to drink of the clear liquors. Only the dark liquors. And wines.
I like pull it the rest of the way. And once we get that situated, we look at our bandits for discerning marks, or that's not the word I'm looking for. I'm trying to tell, like,
you want to go ahead and loot them?
No, I didn't even mention that. I mean, of course, okay. But also, like, do they have anything that might indicate where they're from?
You don't see any sort of markings on them. They're just, they look like people who are trying to steal to make any sort of ends meet.
Do they have a shovel?
One of them does have a shovel on them, yes.
That makes sense, because they had the... I smack them on the head to make sure they're dead.
PJ, yes? You find a recently sharpened scythe on one of them.
Ooh.
That they weren't using. It does a D8 damage. And, again, because it's a finesse weapon, it runs off of agility.
So you're telling me that the grass around here is very, very out of control, because they haven't been using the scythe.
Clearly.
Yeah, just very, very long.
Uh-huh.
Makes sense.
There's 2 more in case you want to loot anyone else.
I mean, we're going to keep looting.
Oh, okay.
You boys know how to loot. I think Puck's going to loot the one that's missing an eye and leave the other one for Mossman.
You find some, like, dried bat wing jerky on the one who you turned into martini garnish. And what then the one who Mossman fucking sniped from across the road has... He's got a linen sack with, like, preserved body parts in it. It's, like, quite unsettling.
Weird.
I call dibs
on
that one.
Okay. You can have it.
I'll take that.
Look who got some free rations. Captain Corpse Eater over here.
This batwing jerky, is that like one?
It would count as like
Beef Boys.
Yeah. What brand? I was gonna ask.
Of course, it's Meat Jerk and Beef Boys, dude. You have enough bat jerky for 3 rations worth.
Ooh, nice.
Speaking of rations, how many rations is this?
Oh boy, bag of you've got
body parts.
You've got like
they're like preserved, so I don't even know if you could eat them.
Oh, he can eat them.
This kid,
they're like this dry kid can aged, eat
stuff.
Dry aged corpse.
Oh, that'll be for the kid. We'll have this batwing jerky.
There's like 3 hands, a forearm, and like 2 thighs.
Oh, that's like 2 weeks.
This kid's gonna make some fucking prosciutto out of some, you know, fresh Italian cold cuts.
Hey, Lars, would you like me to take you under my bat wing? Get over here and give me a hand.
Take a look at the bat wing, bitch.
One of the 2 hands at him with aggression. I'll take a loss on rations for that one.
Gotta give him a hand, I guess.
It, like, hits me square in the face. I do not dodge it.
I deserved it!
That was my fault.
I deserve everything.
We look around for a camp. Like, if they have an ambush set up here, they may have, like, ambushed other people. And like,
you definitely notice that if you go up the hill around to the area that the guys were jumping you from, you notice that there is a camp that they have set up there that leads into the underground section of, like, a buried tower that has partially collapsed.
Yeah, we gotta check it out. Look for their personal belongings, maybe for, like, pictures of their family, you know, loved ones. So make them a little bit more sympathetic as bandits.
You know? The camp looks
feel
pretty
bad about what we've done.
The camp looks fairly barren. It looks like they take most of their stuff with them as they leave. But what you do notice is that there are settings for 8 people, so you assume that there's another 5 bandits out there. Where they are, you're not sure. There were no signs of any other bandits.
Do we find their food or rations?
No, they do not keep that any of that here.
Okay, so we can't poison their food and then leave. Okay.
That's
too bad. That would be hilarious.
Nice try, but yes, that would be funny. Unless you want to, like, booby trap their fire pit. That's kind of, like, the only thing I could think of.
I don't have a bomb.
It's your time to shine, Puck.
I don't have a bomb.
I was going to say, what if
I'm not using the wine for that.
What if Mossman made, like, a flammable tincture and buried it under the wood or something?
See, I feel like this is Mossman territory.
Yeah,
Friar Puck
for
would
sure
not have thought of that.
I can make potions. None
okay,
of them
potions
are flammable. None of them explode or flame. We could poison them.
That was literally what I said. But we couldn't find their food. It seems like
they don't
keep any of their valuables here. That's true. We could create we could try to poison the air so that they just very slowly get some sort of disease. I don't know.
Is there anything here besides like the fire pit?
No, not really. Like,
what's okay. inside?
They are, like I said, they have taken most of their stuff with them. Oh. You find an entrance to an underground tower, but the door is locked, so you can't get into it.
What if I knock on the door?
Well,
hold on. No door is in.
What kind of lock are we talking about? Is it like built into the door, or is there a lock on the door? Okay.
It's built into the door.
Okay. I try to kick it down.
Can we try to pick the lock?
Go ahead and make me... If you would like to... kick the door, make me strength. If you would like to lockpick the door, roll me agility.
Like, I have a metal file and a hammer, but not lockpick, so I don't know.
I'm not going to give you a plus to the roll.
Okay.
Besides your agility, if you have.
I'll let him try to break it down first, I guess.
Sure.
17.
Yeah, you kick the door and the lock holds, but you feel
so strong.
The door's very strong. It's very reinforced.
It's going to be a 13 on the agility.
The lock remains unpicked and unbroken.
Well, whatever.
Are there, like, any holes in the wall, maybe, that might indicate a place, like, a rat could sneak through? Are there, like,
There's grates in the doorway. like in the hole that you can see through, so you could put a rat through there for sure.
Mossman, what was the name of that rat, trained rat that you found the other day when we were betting?
Subscribe.
Oh, subscribe. I wonder, can this rat perhaps unlock the door from the other side or look for a key?
Danger. Doubt it. While they're sitting there talking, can I just like talk to Wiz and be like, go see if you can find a key and like let him in already?
Sure.
While they're planning shit out.
Yeah. They're like the rat's just like, oh, a key? Yes, of course.
I don't think rats can do that.
So you want to use your rat to do it? Fuck.
You must believe in the rat. The power of the rat. Rats are much smarter than you would imagine.
Not this one.
There's nothing smarter than when you subscribe. Truly a genius. Genius act.
Okay, I'm convinced. And I put the rat in the fucking thing.
As you put subscribe in, Wiz now comes out with a key.
Great job, subscribe. That was so fast.
They look exactly the same.
They look nothing alike.
Second.
However, this key is not for this door.
Well, you tried.
I use a metal file to try to change the shape of the key to see if I can get it to fit. Hmm.
Make me a presence roll.
I look in with my drunk, bloodshot eyes. Presence roll is not bad. That's going to be a dirty 20.
Okay, yeah. You managed to make it work. You somehow managed, through all of your wiles, to unlock this door that leads up into this, you know, basement of this tower.
I feel like it takes a while. I feel like it takes a while, and I drink a lot of wine.
As all this is happening, as you're unlocking the door, Subscribe comes back, and Subscribe has...
the right key.
No, he has cheese. That's all he can find.
Good job. Much better than a useless key.
And then the door unlocks.
Can I use the red ribbon I got to see if there's any heartbeats or anything in there?
No, there. Like I said, there are no individuals in the camp. There's no individuals in the tower currently.
Okay, I just want to make sure nobody's like hiding or anything like that.
I'll say, as you're looking up, you notice on the second floor of the tower, you do get the signal of three life forms.
Little heartbeats or big heartbeats?
Two normal ones and a big one.
Hey guys, I see two small heartbeats up there and a big one.
Very, very interesting. I can't remember why we wanted to go in here again, but we're this far, so we may as well continue on our adventure.
So you guys go into the basement, and it's a landing area. You notice that the door that leads upstairs is locked, and this area has more personal items in it. There's bedrolls in here. There's a fireplace. There's rations. It looks like this place has more stuff to it than the camp did.
Like, how many people does it look like live here?
Again, it looks like there's probably about 10 of them in total.
And does the same key work for the other door, or is it a different key?
So, this key still works for this door, but this was originally intended for this door.
Okay, I was going to say, so it's kind of like a driver key / valet key type situation. Like, you can only get into, this one works for both doors, but the other one.
Well, you filed it to fit the other door, but it still has enough of the right shape where you're still able to unlock the other door. The change in the key shape didn't affect unlocking this door, which this was the original key for this door.
I go back and I'm like,
it looks like the key also works up there. Perhaps we should poison all of their food or steal it.
Yeah, why would we poison if we need it?
Well, we could. Certainly, you've got all of your own shit to eat. You threw that hand at me, but there was others. We have plenty of bat wings to chew upon. Besides, they could they can all fucking die. That's all I'm saying. Fuck them.
What's upstairs? I say while leaving Puck.
Do you open the door to check? It, you can't see inside of this door.
Yeah.
And and the red ribbon only gives you the, like, heartbeat of it. It doesn't give you what it looks like.
I would open the door.
You open the door and you see two undead bandits that are chained up, or, well, that are, like, standing right next to a 7-foot-tall flesh-eating monster. And the flesh-eating monster is, like, eating the arm of one of the mindless undead.
I'd like to close the door again.
You then close the door.
Put the lock right back on it, and turn around and leave.
Sure. Understandable. Do you guys poison their food or anything before you guys decide to leave,
like,
or anything?
Bad
or?
Time.
That's, yeah, I feel like that's Moss Man. Maybe we take some
just,
of their food.
If this is all like rations and stuff and like dried food.
We should poison it. 100%. We should poison it. Fuck them. Yeah, they tried to kill us. They should deserve. They deserve to be ambushed as well.
So you poison their food and then leave the camp and hit the road once again.
Gonna nope out of there really quickly.
You don't find any sign of the other bandits on the road as you make your way to Lachenstadt. After about another half a day's worth of travel, you get there in the thick of the evening. You find yourselves outside of the town gates of Lachenstadt. The gates are locked. Two knights are standing atop the gate. They look extremely, like, weathered, tired, and slightly malnourished. What you want?
Well, I don't know. What do you want?
What you want? I'm asking you. You're at all gates here, mate.
I want to go. We need to see the king's brother.
Why? What business you have with our king?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Okay, you sound like you have a cold. Maybe you have a cold or something.
I don't know. Why do you sound weird?
Because I haven't had my elixir.
All right.
We're looking for the priest Finks, if you know him.
Looking for some healing, are you? Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I don't know either. I haven't had my elixir, like I said. Priest, king, same thing.
The priests congregate at the church. They won't be in session until the morn. Come on in. If you make any ruckus, you'll be tossed out.
By who?
Do you need a glass of water or something? You sound quite parched.
I'm alright. I don't need it.
Does he look all right and like he doesn't need
No, he looks quite malnourished, and you don't know why he's refusing your aid.
I use my religious sense to see if he is lacking in the good word of the Lord.
He's not lacking in any good word. He seems to be high in mental spirit.
Okay, but the wrong kind of mental spirit. Uh-huh. Okay.
Can all of you notice, first off, the town you can smell coming from about a half mile around it. It just smells terrible. But you also notice that,
like, what?
All of the trees, instead of, it smells like
sewage.
Like sewage. Yeah, okay. It's disgusting. You also see these like green vapors coming up out of the ground, which are causing the plants and the trees around the town to rot. Not to mention that when you get into the city itself, you see that those green vapors are coming out of the sewer system in town.
Are they flammable vapors?
Unclear.
Okay. I would like to test that theory.
You test that theory and they, like, do not light on fire.
In privacy. Okay, cool. I wait for like a moment where no one's looking, and I'm here with like a metal file. Like
You cast a couple sparks into the flame and it does not.
Just a disgusting stench, I suppose.
Do you guys want to camp out in the woods tonight? Because it smells real bad in here.
No worse than you normally smell. I would say you, not to shame you at all, but you will have a very, what's the word? A tender constitution.
Yeah, so do you guys go to the inn in town?
I suppose we can, but this is unrelated to much else. I was trying to think of a name for the cart. Best I could come up with is a la carte. I'm going to call it that now, I think. Let's go to the inn.
I would have, as soon as he starts rambling, usually I just walk to wherever we need to go to. So I would do that.
They said that they're not going to be there until tomorrow morning, right? So
yeah, you head to the Starlight Inn.
Sure. I do have, okay, this is kind of a callback, so if you don't know offhand, we'll just kind of skip it. Uh-huh. I have this list of sins.
Yep.
Is Finks the priest in the list of sins? Or, I don't really know
how this is. He is not. List.
Okay, so he's like a fucking holy priest. He's you not see, like...
Well, okay. You do see that his name does appear for perjury, but you know that he's undercover, so it does make sense. That does add up. But nothing... Okay. Crazy past that.
Cool.
You guys get rooms at the inn, rest up, and begin to settle in to the weird surroundings you find yourself in Lochinstadt. And it is there that I will leave it this week. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please spread the word. Give us a like on whatever platform you listen to us on. Go ahead and tell a friend or family member, you know, do that cool people shit. And if you want to go above and beyond, you could find yourselves on the podcast, like PJ. You could find yourself in a guest spot. You could find yourself in the Discord demanding apologies, maybe, and maybe getting cool merch out of it. Until next week, stay safe out there, Internet. Bye.